This is 90.3 KEXP and KEXP Seattle, the morning show. And a band I've been playing for a while now. Played you a ton in 2014, and I plan on doing more in 2015. Holy Esk is here. How are you guys?
Good, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing great. And it's just a pleasure to put, again, faces with the music we've been playing so much. You've had a great impact on our listeners, too. They dig it.
Well, thanks for playing us.
Of course, yeah. All right, you guys ready?
Yes.
It's all yours. KEXP, where the music matters. Holy Esk live here in the studios. Man, I love that song. That's a song, half the time I don't even know what you're singing, and I'm singing along to it, making up words. screaming them. It's just got so
I
much
feel
emotion.
That happens all the time.
There's a lot of emotion in the song, man. It comes out. It's beautiful. What is that song? Just tell me a little bit about it for you.
Well, basically, it was part of an EP that was supposed to happen a year ago, and these songs were part of a collection. There was four of them.
Yeah.
The plans for that never really came through, but this one kind of stood out. Like, it was basically about predestiny and fate and trying to pursue things that you want to do in life, but having that difficulty and just not being able to see through things, yeah, really, very roughly. Like, so I feel as if the emotion in that is kind of channeled.
Yeah.
And it comes across quite well.
It does, very much so.
Thank you.
That makes me feel even better about singing it. It's very inspirational as well.
I'll give you the lyrics after this.
I would really, you know, I might have looked them up. I'll be on the air sometimes and look up the lyrics and be like, oh man, I had no idea. I'm a Pixies fan. Like, I didn't know half the time what the hell he was singing.
Yeah.
And you would make them
up. See, sometimes I feel as if that's part of the beauty of it.
Yeah.
Just making up your own words.
Yeah.
You know, because you can access the song that way.
Exactly. You know, like the Sigur Rós model, when I learned that it was not just Icelandic, which is impossible to figure out, but that they'd made up their own language as well. I thought, well, it's just poetry. Yeah. Sounds.
I remember doing it with Kings of Leon's very first album. Yeah. Thinking, what is he saying?
Oh,
but that was part of the fun for me, just being able to go and just, you know what I mean, tap into it and make up your own things. And you know what I mean?
Then you have the misheard lyrics, which happens as well. Which, like, Stone Roses has always been, I want to be a dork or I want to be a dog. Like, for years.
There's a lot of good ones.
There's some really good ones from the Stone Roses. You're in Seattle. We've been playing you on the show quite a bit. And it was work for you guys, I know, to get up here. So I appreciate it very much.
Thank you for having us.
Is it first time in Seattle?
It is, yeah.
Awesome. How long have you been here long enough to see Seattle?
Or? We got in last night.
Yeah?
And went straight out.
Straight and good. I expected nothing less. Did you? How was it?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. We went to a few bars, four or five. Feeling a little bit shaky today.
Went to a few bars, four or five. Oh, that makes me proud. Thank you. I was in Scotland for the first time this last year, and I could see why I like that place so much, and sort of a connection to the Pacific Northwest for me. Because we hear from a lot of Scottish listeners who dig the show, dig the station, and when I was there, just the air and the atmosphere felt great. Mm. And so whenever any people are over from Scotland here in Seattle, I always wonder what their view of it is.
Yeah.
And so far, it's been the bars, and that's cool. Yeah. That's cool. Like, we do okay there, I think.
I feel as if Glasgow and Seattle are quite similar
already.
Yeah, I'm getting that kind of vibe.
Music scenes and kind of weather keeps you down
quite cultural.
Yeah.
There's a lot of art scenes going on. I feel as if in Seattle and Glasgow have a kind of connection there.
Yeah, so it makes sense. We have so many nice people writing in from the area and so many great bands that come through here as well. We'll talk more about the new music and releases and things like that, but if you got another one, can you tell us what it is, where it's going to be, or where it has been?
This is a new song.
Cool.
It's the first single from our next EP titled Submission. This song's called Fade.
All right. Love it. Brand new here on KEXP. And let's talk about new music as well. What are the plans? Are there plans? I should probably check first.
There are plans, yeah. We're planning on releasing a new EP. We've got it all recorded around the end of May.
Yeah.
It's sounding really good. So it's four new tracks.
Sweet.
We're going to play two of those today.
Great.
Thrones at the End here. And it's sounding really good, man. I'm really positive about it. Just can't wait to get it out, really, to be honest.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, is it all recording in Scotland? Is it?
Yeah, so we recorded at Green Door Studios in Glasgow. We've recorded at a few places, and this place in particular records on tape.
Uh-huh.
So that was a new experience for us. So we thought we would explore that, try something new, experiment with that. It went really well. And now we're just in the process of getting all mixed and mastered, but it's sounding great, man.
What is the, when you're experimenting with the tape, can you? What does that mean for
a
band to?
With the tape, nowadays most things are digital. Mm-hmm. So with the tape, just very roughly, it gives it almost a vintage feel.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It just kind of adds something to that that maybe you can't achieve through digital. So, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's going to be produced, but we hope that it may give it just that extra edge.
So it had that effect that you wanted?
Well, so far, yeah.
Yeah, that's
good. It's sounding really good, man.
Cool. A lot of touring, you got?
Well, we're over here doing this. We've got
the South By?
South By coming up.
And you did that last year or no? Have you been? Is this your first?
We went to South By the last 2 years.
Oh, sweet! Yeah. Good experiences, I'm guessing.
Love it.
Yeah,
it's
really,
crazy,
right?
Man.
Yeah, do you have, there's a lot of bands from your country as well go there.
Yeah. There's always a big Scottish kind of showcase over there. Like, usually dozens of bands. It's a little shorter this year, but it's always loads of talent.
Is there the equivalent over there? I know there's big festivals where you're from, but is there something? Is there anything similar to that?
There is actually. Okay, can you remember the name of the new one? It's the Develop. There's like a new South, there's an event very similar to it. I can't remember the name of it, but there is one coming, It's
good.
I mean, it's good, but it's very small in comparison.
It's hard to have anything even close. I think Airwaves
it's
are nice and close.
West, it's just colossal.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. Because even if you're not in it, you're in it. Like, bands just go even if they're not.
Totally, just go for it.
There's more going on around South by Southwest. So I'm psyched for you guys. I'm glad that's happening. New music as well, and thanks for playing the songs. Next one is from that? Or
From the next EP, that song's called Thrones.
Great. We'll be right back. That's a great song.
Thank you. Thank you.
There's so much emotion coming out of your music. I said it earlier, and in your guitar sounds too. Do you just feel that coming out of there? When you are writing a song, is that emotion? Is that starting with guitar? Is it starting with vocals? Where is it, a mix?
I mean, it's very much a collaborative process. Yeah. Like, I mean, at times there can be an idea that's brought forward, but a lot of the time, and to be honest, the best of songs just come naturally when we're just in there, like, just it's a spark and then you go.
And when you record, is it hard to capture that individually, or do you play as a band? How does it work for you?
I think a lot of the time we do like to put in a live recording and then build from that. I feel as if when we do it live, you get a lot of that energy, like you're talking about. Yeah. You can channel the emotion. I mean, it's clear to see when you're filling a band and it's live, it's going to be better, it's going to be louder.
You know, I'm such a fan of the bands come out, be it Twilight Sad or Frightened Rabbit or so many Scottish bands. And I think, again, I like Seattle bands because of the emotion you hear out of that. Do you have any... Not every city produces that. Not every area produces emotional music. You know what I mean?
Well, I feel as if, like, wherever you're from definitely has a massive impact on what comes out in your music. Yeah. I think it's very difficult to individualize that to an aspect or something, like, detailed, but I feel as if there is some kind of energy that does come.
I live in Seattle. That has happened.
Maybe because it rains all the time.
It isn't because. It's a huge part of it. For sure, you know, people in their basements and hiding from the elements, and it brings you a certain level of depression at times. It all makes sense.
There's so many things, like, you're right, it just all kind of,
And another thing is, and I don't always comment on instruments, but that is a beautiful guitar.
Thank you very much. And it's American made, actually.
As is the other back there. Is it American? Of course it is. That's why I bring it up.
I bought it last year. I bought it in Dallas, Texas last year.
Yeah?
I love it.
Was it just in the window? Is it like right out of a movie? There it was, and you ran in.
I've been planning on this for a long time.
I'm sure you were. And how psyched were you? What color is that?
I have no idea.
A very nice green, I must say. See, I am from Seattle. You must protect that with your life. You know what I mean? Like, bands get their gear stolen and it gets beat up on the road. I would think about it. And I don't want to jinx you either, but I would think you'd be
last year we lost, like, everything, but we lost like his whole rig.
Really?
KLM.
What does lose
don't
it
fly
mean?
KLM.
We were flying to a festival in Slovakia.
Flying to a festival in Slovakia.
It got lost in Amsterdam.
Yeah, so that happens all the time.
And that's all they said. Oh, we lost it in Amsterdam.
Yeah, so it took a couple of months to get back.
Okay, lost it in Amsterdam.
So we had to, like, improvise in this festival key. We had to use this keyboard they'd never used before. But we pulled off just...
Glamorous life of the band. So hold on to those guitars.
It was horrific.
I'm reverse jinxing this whole thing, because I want that to survive. All right, you got one more song for us. Holy Ask is here in the studios. Yes. They're in Seattle, which is great. And tell us about the next one.
This song's called Sovereign. It was a single we released a few months back. It's got a lot of energy. I think it really speaks for itself.
Great song.
Every night, another fire. with cows and cows and cows and cows and cows and cows. Dresses in your pants, diamond things that took your chance. Lily back, double the rest of that. Walk on.
Nicely done. Man, you just proved everything we've been saying about you guys on the show, so thank you.
Oh, thank you very much.
Sovereign, great song. New music, new EP in the spring. We are in the spring. May, whenever you're seeing or hearing this, it's coming out soon. Good luck with your shows down in Austin. And man, I hope you can make it back here.
Definitely would love to come back. Thank you for having us, John.
And now I know I have a place to stay next time I go. We can go to five.
And I'll get you those lyrics.
Get me those lyrics, please. I love that song. So, Holy Ask here live on KEXP. Appreciate everybody helping out with the session, as always. Kevin and our video team and everybody else who listens and supports KEXP.